Even though, through all that time, Noah remained faithful. Even though it was an arid climate, even though, you know, the size of this thing, this ark that he was building was huge, even though he may have not known what rain was or a flood was, he remained faithful, the Bible says. Now, you know, the Bible doesn't get into this, but if we assume that Noah and his family built this ark with no direct divine help, how many years did it take to build something that size? To cut the wood. You know, they just can't go to the lumber yard like we can today. They cut down the tree and they shape their lumber. How long did it take? How many years did it take for he and his family to build? Can you imagine the ridicule, the name-calling, the belittling that he and his family put up with all those years, or at least must have gone through all those years, building this monster of a thing called the ark? And yet he remained faithful and continued to build it. Don't you think there were days or weeks or even months that Noah started to believe that all those folks that were calling him names were right? Do you think there were times whenever he wondered if it was really true and maybe he should just hang up the hammer, right? And go about his daily life before that. And yet, the Bible says he remained faithful to God and God's vision and he continued to build it. Now, even though the Old Testament is filled with places where God's people are not faithful, that they break covenants with God over and over again, it is also filled with moments like this, where the Bible says they were faithful and did what God had commanded them. They fulfilled whatever God's plans were. And both of these extremes fulfill Old Testament faith. The Bible tells us that Noah had found favor in God's sight, that he was a righteous man and blameless in his generation, that he walked with God. It seems that God chose right, because in 6:22, the narrator says that Noah did all that God commanded him. And that's repeated again in chapter 7, verse 5. You see, the foundation stone of Old Testament faith is that God is the one to whom the world and every living thing owe their existence, and to whom they depend for their survival and well-being. Every breath was a gift of God. Every good measure in their life was a gift of God. In the same respect, when bad things happen, they thought God was frowning on them, that they had made some mistake, that they had gone outside of God's will. See, in Old Testament faith, humans must accept the fact of God and their own dependence upon God and His faith. This is played out in obedience and penitence upon God. Faith becomes a moral quality or faithfulness. So in our life, we need to be, in the Old Testament faith, we need to be obedient to God. We need to be penitent to repent in our lives. Faith in this way becomes a moral quality. It becomes faithfulness to God. And I want us to turn just a little bit, because this is taught as this idea matures throughout the Bible. This idea of faith matures throughout the Bible. It's lifted up again in the New Testament. If you want to turn with me to Matthew. Matthew 23, that is the beginning book of the New Testament, excuse me. Matthew 23. Jesus is talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, and so you know it is very kind words. Matthew 23. Beginning with verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Now, scribes and Pharisees, if in the day, if you were to say a scribe and a Pharisee had no faith, that would be laughable. Matter of fact, that would probably be a crime, because these men gave their entire life to God.